USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is calling reports of a Russian bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan fake news. In two tweets this morning, the president said nobody briefed him on that report, which he says came from the fake news New York Times. The Times reported Friday the U.S. determined months ago that Russian intelligence had offered Taliban-linked militants bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. Democratic candidate Joe Biden slamming President Trump, calling what he says was inaction a betrayal to the troops. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar warning that time is running out to battle coronavirus in America. On CNN's State of the Union, he said the time to take action and get control of the situation is now, saying the window is quickly closing. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Two people dead, including the suspect in a mass shooting at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. An assistant sheriff says the gunman crashed a vehicle into the building yesterday afternoon and began shooting with a semi-automatic rifle. One person was killed by the suspect. Four other people were wounded. The suspect was killed by authorities a short time later. Assistant Sheriff in Pima County Phil Johnston says the suspect used to work at the center.
That was not recent. It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half. So we don't know what his motive is at this point.
The Trump and Biden election campaign organizations revealing details of their respective staff diversity statistics. As NBC News is reporting, both campaigns indicate their staffs are comprised of approximately a third or less of people of color. Biden's campaign says 36% of senior staffers are non-white, and the percentage of non-white Trump senior staffers is 25%. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The number of New York Police Department retirements rising quickly after protests and calls to defund the police. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, nearly double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget.
Baseball's opening day is coming into focus. The World Series champion Washington Nationals will be hosting New York's Yankees on opening day, according to ESPN. The league will play a 60-game regular season between July 23rd and September 27th. Training camps will be opening on July 1st. Basketball fans looking at the NBA schedule for the first time in 3 months. Matchups for all 22 teams have just been revealed. There will be 7 games played each day, with tip-off times ranging between noon and 9 p.m., and then regular season games will end in mid-August, with NBA playoffs to begin on August 17th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.